Thank you, Chair. Eric Blomgren from the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Automotive Association. We represent several hundred independent small businesses that would be affected by this bill. I submit a written testimony, so I'll try to avoid repeating what other people have said. There's two main issues that we have with this proposal. One is the obvious financial cost, that 10 to 20 cents for each bottle because of the deposit. And then based on the testimony from the last time that this bill was up, there was a distributor who came. I don't know if there's any other distributors left here, who estimated that the increase in cost on the manufacturing end and then on the distribution end for creating products with special labels that have special codes only for New Jersey and not for the other 49 states would add anywhere from 15 to 30 cents per product on top of the 10 to 20 cents for the deposit. So that's, now we're talking about increasing the cost of a bottle of water by almost a third. But the bigger issue than the financial cost is just the burden that the mandate creates for our convenience stores. The point of a convenience store fundamentally is convenience. People want to be in and out as fast as possible. The retailer want people to be in and out as fast as possible. Now you're dealing with a situation where you've got one clerk and maybe somebody comes in and now that clerk has to sort through a garbage bag full of used sticky containers, scanning each one individually to ensure that it was sold in New Jersey. And in a convenience store, it's very small. So every little square foot needs, you need to maximize the profit out of it in order to stay in business to keep people employed. So there's not a lot of space to store this garbage in the interim before you take it out to the dumpster or to put in a reverse vending machine. Beyond that, there's a specific issue with the way this bill is written that I was concerned about. It has to do with the definition of retailer that I think may be overly broad. It says a retailer is any person who engages in the sale within the state of beverages and beverages containers to a consumer. So theoretically, I think that would include, say, a gas station that doesn't have a convenience store but does have a soda vending machine out front, because technically they are engaged in the sale of beverage containers. So I don't know if it would matter whether or not, you know, would the gas pump attendant therefore have to redeem these bottles if someone comes in with them? Would they have to buy a scanner separately to dedicate to scanning the bottles? Would it depend on what the business model is for that vending machine? Because some people buy the vending machine outright. They go to Costco. They buy a lot of soda. They keep all the money for themselves. Other people contract with a third-party vending machine operator who owns the machine, stocks the products, and then just pays a commission. Would one be the retailer that would have to collect the deposits and not the other? Would they both? Even beyond that, beyond gas stations, there are a lot of places that have vending machines, hospitals, schools, the state house has a vending machine. Would they all therefore count as redemption centers and therefore have to provide deposits?
Thank you for bringing that up, because this was discussed, and obviously we have OLS researching and defining small businesses and retailers as we speak. Obviously, if there's a vending machine in a hospital or in wherever, I would believe that we are looking at exempting those types of returns. But again, I just want to stress that this is the first committee hearing. This is where we're gathering our information and gathering the pros and cons, and that has been discussed, and we are, just so you know, we are working on resolving some of those concerns. But thank you.
I figure that wasn't the intent, but at that point, you know, we would also ideally recommend to just make the whole redemption process voluntary. That way, you, instead of having to figure out a definition for vending machines, you could just have hospitals and schools choose not to opt in. You could have very small convenience stores who, for business reasons, can't do it, choose not to opt in. And I think some locations would choose to opt in because they want to be green, because they want to increase foot traffic, or because they want a cut of that 25%, which would be a bigger cut if there's fewer people involved in the program. And then there was also one other issue I put in my testimony that has to do with whether or not beverage containers that are less than 8 ounces are covered. I think the bill kind of contradicts itself, because at some points it says if it's anything below 24 ounces is 10 cents, but then another section it says between 8 ounces and 24 ounces is 10 cents, but doesn't say anything about less than 8 ounces. So I'm just thinking like the little 5-hour energy containers.
Something that we can, that the sponsors of the bill will look at. As Assemblywoman Huddle has said, this is the first opportunity that this bill has had to be fleshed out, and I'm sure there are there are some things that may be considered. But is there anything else you'd like to add? All right. Thank you. Next up.